Okay, Mike Nystrom with MIDA is with us now, and Mike, it's been a long 6 weeks, hasn't it, for the contractors and for the workers, and your thoughts on today's developments?
Well, it's been 3.5 weeks, Jack, and so we're looking forward to getting back to work. I had some really good discussions with the governor and his leadership team, along with the operating engineers. Both sides have agreed to mediation to try to hammer out a new contract this winter. And that was really the trigger that got us back to work, at least from our perspective. The contractors wanted to know that contract talks could continue this winter, and so they're looking forward to putting together a fair and equitable agreement with the operating engineers.
What do you think in the end here? What does the association think, the contractors think, was gained by what has transpired over the last month? Obviously, not on the work projects that have been held, but what do you think has been gained as far as getting this moving along in a way where both sides might be able to agree later?
You know, I think the big point here was that this lockout was really a result of disruptive activities that had taken place over the summer, and the fact that we couldn't get everyone to sit down and talk. I believe now the contractors are hopeful that by having mediation set, that the union will finally come together and be willing to put a fair contract in place. But I also think that both sides recognize the moral obligation that the governor had in trying to get both sides to get back to work on these projects, get as many of them done before winter as possible. And if they can't get them done, at least get them buttoned up to the point where they're safe for the driving public for the winter.
Well, and I don't think anybody from MIDA's point of view or the union wanted to see National Guard have to be called in, and the governor was pretty open about that possibility.
They were. We had been in direct communications the last couple days with the National Guard, the high-ranking officials there, and we were looking at ways at putting folks in seats. I don't think that would have been the most efficient way to do business, but I think everybody was looking at every opportunity to get these projects jump-started again, and finally everybody came together for an agreement to get that to happen with operating engineers in those seats.
Mike Nystrom, Executive VP with MIDA, thank you so much for calling us back.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Take care.